Types of loans. Fixed-rate mortgages. The fixed-rate mortgage loan has dominated residential lending in the United States for many years. The typical mortgage loan is for a term of 15 or 30 years, with the rate remaining fixed for the entire term of the loan. Most of these loans are fully amortized. In an amortizing loan, the monthly payment includes an amount that is applied first to the interest that is due, with the remainder of the loan payment being applied to the outstanding loan balance, also known as the principal balance. This monthly payment is referred to as P&I, principal and interest. As the loan is repaid, the balance of the loan is reduced over time until it is fully amortized, paid in full. Adjustable rate mortgages. High inflation and unsettled interest rates of the 1970s lead to the development of alternative methods of financing mortgage loans. These alternative repayment plans were viewed as a means of assisting borrowers in qualifying for a loan larger than they would have otherwise qualified for using a standard fixed interest rate product. Alternative loan products allowed many Americans to purchase a home at a time when fixed interest products were at historically high rates. The most widely used alternative loan was as an adjustable rate mortgage, ARM. A major risk undertaken by lenders on long-term mortgages is the risk that rates will increase in the future. If a lender is holding a portfolio of loans at rates in the 6% range, the portfolio loses considerable value if rates move significantly higher in the future. Lenders prefer the adjustable rate mortgage because it limits the lender's exposure to rising interest rates. Since the 1970s, lenders have often encouraged borrowers to consider ARM programs by offering initial interest rates that are lower than traditional fixed-rate loans. In effect, the lender is offering a lower initial rate in exchange for the borrower, taking on more of the lender's risk of higher interest rates in the future. In an adjustable rate mortgage, the borrower obtains a loan for a specified term, perhaps 15 or 30 years. The loan is funded at an initial rate of interest that will remain fixed for a period. That period will vary depending on the loan product. Rate changes in an ARM are determined by increases or decreases in a funds index that is not under the control of the lender. ARM terminology. Adjustment period. The interest rate and monthly payment change every month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, or 7 years. The period between rate changes is called the adjustment period. For example, a loan with an adjustment period of 1 year is called a 1 year ARM, and the interest rate and payment can change once every year. A loan with a 3 year adjustment period is called a 3 year ARM. Index. The index is what the lender uses as an instrument for measuring changes in interest rates. It is the lender's barometer of change in interest rates. One of the significant protections offered to borrowers who accept an ARM loan is that any change in the rate of interest must be tied to the change in the index. As the index rate moves up, so does the interest rate charged by the lender to the consumer, resulting in higher monthly payments to the borrower. As the index rate moves down, the interest rate charged by the lender to the consumer goes down, resulting in lower monthly payments to the borrower. The index and resulting rate move up and down with fluctuations in financial markets. Lenders base ARM rates on a variety of indices. Among the most common indices are 1 year constant maturity treasury rate, CMT, secured overnight financing rate, SOFR. The secured overnight financing rate is an interest rate benchmark that is used as a reference rate for a wide range of financial transactions, including loans, derivative transactions, bonds, and mortgages. Margin, the percent added to the index in order to calculate the payment interest rate. Margins vary from one lender to another, remain fixed for the term of the loan, and are not impacted by the financial markets and movement of interest rates. Lenders use a variety of margins depending upon the loan program and adjustment periods. Fully indexed rate. The fully indexed rate is equal to the margin plus the index and is usually to the nearest 1/8 of a percent. For example, if the lender uses an index that currently is 1.50% and adds a 2.50% margin, the fully indexed rate would be index 1.50%, margin plus 2.50%, fully indexed rate 4.00%. Index plus margin equals fully indexed rate. Discounted initial rate, teaser rate. The lender offers a lower interest rate during the first year or more of the loan. These interest rate concessions are used as incentives to attract borrowers to ARM products. Interest rate caps. An interest rate cap places a limit on the amount the interest rate can increase or decrease at each adjustment date. Rate caps limit how much interest can change. Per adjustment cap. This cap limits how much a payment may increase or decrease in any subsequent adjustment. In most cases, lenders base the per adjustment cap on the initial or starting rate. The per adjustment applies regardless of the rate change indicated by the index plus margin. Per adjustment caps vary by lender and are often in the 1% to 2% range. Lifetime cap limits the interest rate increases over the life of the loan. This is a worst-case scenario and determines the highest the payment will ever go, regardless of increases in the index. The lifetime cap is generally in the 5 to 6% range. Initial adjustment cap. Often, ARMs that offer a fixed rate period during the first years of the loan have an initial rate cap that is higher than the per adjustment cap. In many ARMs, the interest payment rate may increase as much as 6% higher than the first year rate. ARM cap terminology. Caps of 1/5 to 1% per adjustment cap and a 5% lifetime cap. Caps of 2/6 to 2% per adjustment cap and a 6% lifetime cap. Caps of 6/2/6, 6% initial adjustment cap, 2% per adjustment cap, and a 6% lifetime cap. Advantages of ARM mortgage loans. Lower interest rate. The rate of interest will often be considerably lower than on the best fixed-rate mortgage deal in the short term. The low ARM mortgage rate can help borrowers who are currently struggling yet are likely to experience income growth later in their professional careers. Higher loans. The low introductory rate allows a homeowner to borrow a larger sum of money because home mortgage payments are considerably lower. Falling rates. If the borrower anticipates that interest rates are likely to fall or stay low for a long time, an adjustable rate mortgage loan can allow that person to benefit financially. Disadvantages of ARM mortgage loans. Early refinancing. While it is unusual for an early prepayment penalty to be applied once the loan has been in operation for 3 years, the inability to refinance could prove costly, particularly if the borrower correctly anticipated that interest rates were heading upwards. Unpredictable home mortgage payments. Unlike the best fixed-rate mortgage deal, the rate of interest is not set. This could make it difficult for those who are on a fixed income to cope with rising repayments when bank base rates start to go up. Foreclosure rates have always been significantly higher on ARMs than fixed-rate deals. Long-term cost. While the introductory rates are lower than on a fixed-rate loan, an ARM mortgage loan could actually cost the borrower more over the full duration. Confusion. The way that an ARM operates can prove extremely confusing for borrowers. An ARM mortgage loan enables the borrower to benefit from low home mortgage payments in the short term. The advantage of the fixed-rate mortgage is that it can protect a borrower against interest rate fluctuations. Fixed rate versus ARM. For the borrower planning to remain in a home for the long term, the fixed rate mortgage is probably the best choice. The fixed rate mortgage is also ideal for the borrower who is averse to risk or who believes that the trend in mortgage rates is upward. An additional benefit of a fixed rate loan is that it is predictable, which allows the homeowner to budget and plan for the future with greater certainty. If a buyer plans to sell in the near future, an ARM might be a better choice. A buyer with a 5-to-1 ARM might well move before there is an opportunity for a rate hike or reduction. An ARM might also be an ideal product for the borrower that believes that the trend in mortgages rates is downward. An ARM might be a desirable product for a borrower that wants to qualify at a lower initial rate to give him or her more purchasing power. ARMs, with initial fixed periods of 3 years or more, are underwritten at the initial note rate, which allows the borrower to qualify for a larger loan. ARMs, with initial fixed periods of 6 months or 1 year, are underwritten at the rate that could be in effect at the end of the first year, the second-year rate, which negates some of the benefits if the borrower is trying to qualify for a larger loan through the ARM. One risk factor that should be considered in selecting an ARM is the possibility of rate increases in the future that could make the payment difficult for the borrower to pay on a timely basis. Other loan plans, balloon note. Balloon loans are beneficial to some borrowers, especially those who do not plan to stay in their homes for an extended period. In a balloon loan, the principal is amortized over time, possibly 15 or 30 years. The difference between a balloon loan and a fully amortizing loan is that the loan balance is due before the loan fully amortizes, possibly in 1, 5, or 10 years. Consider the following 5-year balloon. Loan amount, $245,962. Rate, 5.25%. Term, 30 years. Payment, $1,358.21. If this loan was made as a 5-year balloon, payments 1 to 59 would be $1,358.21 per month. Payment 60 would be outstanding loan balance after payment 59 was applied, which would be $227,017.73 plus daily interest after payment 59 had been applied, assuming that no additional principal payments had been made. A balloon loan can be beneficial to the borrower because the loan is generally made at a lower rate of interest. The lender is willing to accept a lower rate of interest because they know that the loan will be paid in full in 5 years versus 30. Construction to permanent. Most mortgage financing plans provide only permanent financing. The lender will not usually close the loan and release the mortgage proceeds unless the condition and value of the property provide adequate loan security. When rehabilitation is involved, this means that a lender typically requires the improvements to be finished before a long-term mortgage is made. When a buyer wants to purchase a residential property in need of repair or modernization, the buyer usually has to obtain financing first to purchase the dwelling, additional financing to do the rehabilitation construction, and a permanent mortgage when the work is completed to pay off the interim loans with a permanent mortgage. These loans are commonly referred to as rehabilitation or rehab loans. Often the interim financing, the acquisition and construction loans, are short-term loans with relatively high interest rates. Fannie Mae and FHA both have construction to permanent loan products for properties with up to 4 living units. The FHA 203K program provides for the purchase and rehabilitation of buildings with up to 4 living units. The 203K program is for owner-occupied properties, and the borrower must occupy one of the units as his or her primary residence. Somewhat similar conventional programs for up to 4 units are available without the owner-occupied requirement. Whether FHA or conventional, the borrower can get just one mortgage loan at a long-term fixed or adjustable rate to finance both the acquisition and the rehabilitation of the property. To provide funds for the rehabilitation, the mortgage amount is based on the projected value of the property with the work completed, taking into account the cost of the work. The construction to permanent loan allows the funding of the repairs through a series of draws. A draw is an advance against a construction loan that is funded to the borrower as the construction progresses. This gives the lender some assurance that the project will be completed on budget and that the builder/remodeler will not run out of funds prior to completion. When all repairs have been completed, the loan is then closed into a permanent loan. The first draw is generally for the purchase of the property. 3 or more draws against the loan are taken down as work progresses on the property. This loan has somewhat higher fees because the lender must physically inspect the job as work progresses. Collateral dependent loans, hard money loan. A hard money loan is a specific type of asset-based financing in which a borrower receives funds secured by the value of a parcel of real estate. Hard money loans are typically issued at much higher interest rates than conventional commercial or residential property loans and are rarely issued by commercial banks or other depository institutions. Private investors make many hard money loans, generally in their local areas. The credit score of the borrower is often not important, as the loan is secured by the value of the collateral property. Typically, the biggest loan one can expect would be between 65% and 70% of the property value. That is, if the property is worth $100,000, the lender will advance $65,000 to $70,000 against it. This low LTV, loan to value, provides added security for the lender in case the borrower does not pay and the lender has to foreclose on the property. Blanket mortgage. A blanket mortgage covers more than one piece of property. A builder may buy more than one lot in a new subdivision. He will do so with one loan. This type of loan is likely to contain a release clause, allowing the borrower to obtain partial releases of specific lots by making required lump sum payments. Package mortgage. A package mortgage includes both real and personal property, fixtures and furnishings. Furnished condominiums in resort areas are often sold this way. Budget mortgage. In a budget mortgage, the monthly house payment includes principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, known as PITI. The tax and insurance portion of the payment is held in a special account called an escrow account. It is also called an impound, trust, or reserve account. Wraparound mortgage. A wraparound mortgage is a method of financing that preserves the low existing interest rate on the original note. The wraparound is seller financing, in which a new loan takes a secondary lien position and the original mortgage is not repaid. Open-end mortgage. An open-end mortgage permits additional borrowing on the same note and mortgage. This is a home equity line of credit, or HELOC. The minimum withdrawal on this line of credit is $4,000 in Texas. Closed-end mortgage. A closed-end mortgage for a specific dollar amount and does not allow for additional borrowing on the same note and mortgage. Seller financing. Sometimes the seller is willing to take part or all of his equity in the form of a note. If this occurs, there is a TREC mandated addendum to be used with the transaction. Reverse mortgage. Homeowners who are at least 62 years of age can borrow against the equity in their property using a reverse mortgage. The loan becomes due upon the sale of the property or the death of the owner. The borrower can never be forced to sell the home. This is considered the most expensive home equity loan because the debt continues to accrue or grow with interest, and heirs will inherit the property with a lien on it.